Chapter 1. Albania, 1910. The body lay motionless. His once bright brown eyes now as dull as the sucking mud beneath him, much like the sopping footpath they had traveled to reach this strange town. Thick blood flooded his white shirt from the deep black hole in his chest. Eleonora flinched as a tall, craggy-faced man touched her arm, telling her this was not something a young woman should see. Where was her husband, her father, her brother?
"I am traveling with my father," Eleonora said.
She watched her hand rise, trembling as she pointed to Baba as he lay there in the dirt road, his eyes open and reflective, failing to see her or anyone else. She gazed into his eyes, but for the first time she could remember, they did not crinkle as he smiled. They did not even meet hers. The scar down his cheek looked a deeper red than usual. She wondered when he would move, when she would move. She scratched the tears off her cheeks. How could this be real? Eleonora looked up and saw the townspeople staring at her and whispering, looking at her without meeting her gaze. Though they were all strangers, she felt as if she were looking at the people from her own mountain village. Only some of these women covered their faces completely with lace, trembling elegant ghosts next to men who wore shoes turned up at the tips. Behind the townspeople, two-story buildings were pushed so tightly together they shared walls, their shuttered windows lined up like wood markers in a cemetery. If Shkodra was like the large foreign cities she dreamed of exploring in Italy, across the sea, perhaps she no longer wanted to go. How could she go anywhere, anyway, when Baba refused to get up? Behind the town loomed the purple mountains where she had grown up. White streaks pierced the mountains, waterfalls, one of which was behind her home, the home she and Baba clearly should have never left. Home. Even with the windows and door closed, she could always hear the crashing water. She heard it now, roaring between her ears, and let it drown out the townspeople's whispers and someone's scream. Was it hers? Always the sound of rushing water. Life was always the same, until it was not. 2 weeks ago.
"Why, Baba?"
From atop her black horse, Eleonora watched a young bride weep, her silent family framed in the arched dark doorway of their stone hut as the bride was dragged away, held hand and foot, swinging between four grinning and grunting men, presumably her brothers. Eleonora's father nudged his white horse and they turned their backs to the scene. Baba smiled down at his daughter, the starburst of wrinkles around his eyes deepening. The sun broke through the ceiling of gray clouds, and the bright beam washing over his familiar face smoothed over the parentheses around his mouth, making his thick black mustache and his dark eyes shine. Eleonora was often surprised by his handsomeness. Were it not for his scar and thick mustache and white cap, he looked just like the etching of the ancient Greek bust pinned to the wall of his study.
"Why?" Baba repeated. "Are you asking me why I think they do it, or why they think they do it?"
"Why they think they do it," Eleonora said.
Her horse, Tiziano, flicked his ears in tune with her growing distress. How could men laugh while that woman wept? Her small face was twisted tight with grief, her little ankles and hands gripped harder than necessary, and as Eleonora stared, she became sure the woman was closer to a girl, younger than Eleonora's own 18 years. Baba rolled a cone-shaped cigarette between his long fingers, murmuring soothing words to his fair horse to keep her still as he put the sterling silver tobacco box back in a red leather saddlebag.
"They do it," he said, "because they think that everyone has always done it that way."
"And why do you think they do it?" Eleonora asked.
Tiziano stomped his hooves. She watched Baba raise his engraved silver lighter to his cigarette. Its curling etchings drew compliments wherever she and her father went, though Eleonora knew most men were as much intrigued with wondering how it worked. Eleonora herself had only ever seen one other lighter used instead of a match, and it belonged to a patient of her father's, one of the richest men in the mountains.